God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, it's all too easy in our workaday world to take sin impersonally, to take righteousness impersonally, to take God impersonally. And yet you and I need to be assured and reminded of the fact that God does not take any of these things impersonally. How amazing that a holy, infinite God would even care about us, let alone regard us. And yet he does. He cares about us. He doesn't want ours, but us. And yet so many times we think our choice is between God's code of rules and the world's, you know, kind of freedom. Or we can choose destruction, or we can choose blessing. Well, the truth is you do have a choice today, but it's not primarily between one code or the other. It's not between whether you're going to follow, the Ten Commandments or the world's way of thinking. You have a choice today, but it's not primarily between destruction and blessing. If that were the case, then wouldn't everyone choose blessing? And yet, most people do not choose blessing. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, the Bible says this, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Moses feels passionately about what he's just said. He is invoking the universe to hear what he's saying. He is setting before them a choice, and he says life and death, blessing and cursing, and he tells them to choose life because it will affect both them and their children after them. But notice the less familiar but very important next verse, verse 20, "that thou mayest love the Lord thy God," not just obey commandments, but love the Lord thy God, "and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him," now catch this, "for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them." He says, choose life, and then he says, "for he is thy life, he is thy length of days." They weren't merely to choose a code of conduct. They weren't merely to choose the end they wished to see. They were to choose a personality, a God. Throughout this chapter, he says, look, it's your heart that matters. Return unto the Lord thy God. How? With all your heart, with all your soul. Return to God. He'll turn your captivity when you return to him. That's revival. It's reviving. It's a returning. It's a turning back. In verse 6, he says, "the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live." Return and obey, he says. Hearken, he says. Turn unto the Lord, he says, with all your heart, with all your soul. This is not a mystery. It's not something that's hidden from you or from your kids. It's not far off. Any ignorance here would be willful ignorance. The word is nigh. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. And it's given in order that you can do. So today, don't think that when you sin, God takes impersonally, like it's just an economy. You spend a few dollars, you take a few licks, and you get whatever it is you want. No, this is not primarily a choice between two different ends. It's not a choice between two different codes. It is a choice between the world that hates you and the God that loves you.